Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of June 2019. Allahabad High Court. While taking a stern view of the Uttar Pradesh Bar Council Chairperson Darvesh Yadav's murder in Agra court premises, has directed state government to ensure foolproof security in all court premises in the state. Darvesh Yadav, the first woman chairperson of the Uttar Pradesh Bar Council, was allegedly shot dead by her colleague Manish Sharma inside Agra District Court premises. Gujarat High Court has asked for a detailed report from the state government on the investigation into the Surat fire tragedy that claimed lives of 22 students of a coaching institute last month. The court also issued a notice to the state government on the petition moved by Jai Sukhya Jera, father of a 17-year-old girl, who died in the fire at a four-story commercial complex in Surat. Kerala High Court has taken SUO Mato notice of the tragic death of two persons due to electrocution from a broken power line and registered a writ petition to ensure that the Kerala State Electricity Board comes up with concrete proposals for preventing such mishaps in future. The court further said that the proceeding was vital and pertinent as the state was facing monsoons. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has noted that the income received from fit-out hire charges would constitute business income under the income tax law. ITAT has observed that from the perusal of the rent agreement it can be seen that it is with the sole purpose for rent in respect of the entire building to the multinational company IBM. National Green Tribunal has directed the Railway Board to look into the matter, take appropriate action and apprise the tribunal of the action taken within 1 month on the question for the initiation of remedial action taken against pollution at and around Railway Godown, Faizabad, Uttar Pradesh in the course of loading and unloading of cement, fertilizers and grains by trucks, polluting the air quality and causing respiratory problems. Uttar Pradesh government has reintroduced the provision of anticipatory bail after almost 43 years. This has paved the way for the accused to get advance bail in non-bailable offences. The provision was revoked in the state during the emergency in 1976. It was removed from the Code of Criminal Procedure 1973 through the Code of Criminal Procedure, Uttar Pradesh Amendment, Bill, 1976. Authority for Advance Rulings, AAR, West Bengal has noted that the GST paid on the purchase of motor vehicles for supplying rent-a-cab service is not admissible for credit in terms of subclause 1, of clause B, of subsection 5, of section 17 of the West Bengal Goods and Services Act, 2017, Act. It was further observed that the amended provisions of subclause 1, of clause B, of subsection 5, of section 17 of the Act do not contain a reference to the rent-a-cab service. Authority for Advance Rulings, AAR, West Bengal has noted that the notification on TDS is applicable on exempt supplies. AAR held that when the activity is in relation to any such function, the supply to the governments or governmental authorities, entities or local authorities is exempt from paying GST under serial number 303A of the exemption notification. Supreme Court has observed that concessions made by a lawyer on mixed questions of fact and law cannot bind the party. The court held that where a question is a mixed question of fact and law, a concession made by a lawyer or his authorized representative at the stage of arguments cannot preclude the party for whom such person appears from re-agitating the point in appeal. Delhi High Court has refused to stay the interview process for admission of Christian students in Delhi University's St. Stephen's College. The court noted that it did not consider it appropriate to stay the interview process. Karnataka High Court, while observing that an accused being HIV positive is also a fact to be considered for enlarging them on bail, has granted bail to a 48-year-old HIV positive woman, who is accused of murdering her daughter in law for dowry. The court allowed the petition filed by the accused, seeking bail as she has been lodged in prison since the 25th of September, 2018. Karnataka High Court has quashed the case of rape and cheating against the 25-year-old man on the grounds that the alleged rape victim and the accused have married and decided to put an end to the criminal case on the latter. Madras High Court has asked for details from the state government on steps taken by it to fulfill the daily water requirements of people in the city. The court directed additional government pleadery Manoharan to make sure that the details were submitted. When cases filed against commercial exploitation of groundwater from the suburban localities of Chennai had been listed for hearing. Madras High Court has permitted MS Jaffer Sait, Director General of Police, DGP, Crime Branch Criminal Investigation Department, to withdraw a petition filed by him in 2016. To quash a case booked against him by the Directorate of Vigilance and Anti-Corruption in 2011. Telangana High Court has observed that the arrest and coercive measures started by the GST department before the assessment is not prohibited under the law. The court noted that the prosecutions for these offences do not depend upon the completion of assessment. Delhi High Court has noted that offenders of sexual offences on innocent children are psychosocial deviants, who cannot lay any claim to leniency. Making further observation on heinous nature of sexual offences, the court observed that it is in the order of nature, and is the sacred right of every living being to blossom from infancy to childhood, to adolescence and, finally, to adulthood. Meghalaya High Court has observed that indiscipline by bankers cannot be overlooked as they deal with public money. The court held that no organization, more particularly, a bank can function properly and effectively if its officers and employees do not observe the prescribed norms and discipline. Bombay High Court has upheld the conviction of a 25-year-old man in the 2013 Preeti Rathi acid attack case. However, it has commuted his death penalty to life imprisonment. The court partly allowed the appeal filed by convict Ankur Panwar, challenging the death penalty awarded to him by a special court in 2015. Delhi High Court has held that insurance companies would have to honor claims by valid medical policy holders who have received treatment at any government-registered hospital. Cashless facilities must also be extended to all such hospitals. United Kingdom High Court has dismissed Nirav Modi's bail application for the fourth time as the diamond merchant fights his extradition from Britain to India in the nearly $2 billion Punjab National Bank fraud and money laundering case.